It's breakfast time. Who's hungry? Chica and Evan in the morning on Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel, K94.5.
So you're a little too excited about a new development.
I'm not too excited. I'm not enough of excited yet. That's what I am. Those words don't work right, but you get my point.
Okay, so we found out that there is a 7-Eleven that's going to be built. Don't know exactly when they're going to basically finish the job,
yeah.
Right? We do know that there is a 7-Eleven coming to town.
It should be within the next year, I heard. But
okay,
don't quote me on that.
We don't get to celebrate it this year.
No.
But every year, 7-Eleven Day is one of the most epic days ever. You could bring in any cup. And you get to fill it up. It is like the ultimate Slurpee day.
It changes price depending on year. And there are certain rules that they had to make after the first one. Because someone brought in like 3 gallon trash bags. And just filling them up. Just nonstop.
That's disgusting.
Well, if you want Slurpee, you got to get your Slurpee somehow.
Exactly. So obviously everything we know about the brand new 7-Eleven coming to town inside your free
K94. K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. You're waking up with Chica and Evan in the morning.
I recently had friends come back. They went to Broken Bow, right?
They were
having this big, just family getaway.
Right.
And by big family getaway, they rented a tiny cabin. And it was, keep in mind, 2 parents, 1 child.
Okay.
This 3-year-old apparently drove them so nuts. I check in with my girl. Welcome back home, baby girl.
Let's
meet up for lunch. She goes, don't even talk to me right now. It was so stressful, so intense, so... Keep in mind, she's pregnant.
Okay.
I was like, girl, you just went on vacation. She goes, I need a vacation from my vacation. I am freaking out right now because according to a new report, she's not off. It takes parents 2.5 days to recover from traveling with the family.
Ooh.
2.4 days to be specific. So 2 days, 9 hours, 36 minutes. Who's counting? But 71% of parents said that they do need another vacation to recover from their vacation.
Huh.
Here's what breaks my heart. My sister said, I never want to be that parent that takes a vacation from her kids. And I was like, what do you mean? And she said, I can't, because, you know, she's in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, it's very common for parents to go on a vacation
and just
leave their kids with the nanny. Yeah. And she goes, I want my kids to experience it.
And I was like,
that's awesome.
That's awesome.
But I want to choke them out.
Exactly.
And I was like, So basically, guys, the key to basically being able to enjoy a vacation is to not make things harder for yourself. So take treats if you know your kids are bribed.
Mm.
Let's be real. And they also said having stopping points where you buy toys mid-trip
there
helps.
You go. Okay.
Like you're going to run up on a Bucky's. And then go ahead and give your kids unlimited screen time.
Don't do that.
That's
no, you're going to turn their brains to mush.
Okay. I'm not going to lie.
I grew up with a DS in the backseat. I get it. All right.
But, you know, part of the fun of a vacation, I remember thinking I was like a explorer, right? So
right.
I don't know. I'm just saying, good luck with the parental units. I know right now we're in the thick of vacation season. Don't forget to take a day or two off after your vacation.
I'm so glad I'm young and don't have kids. K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. What's up? It's Chica and Evan in the morning, and it's time to feel good on the 50s.
So Feel Good on the 50s was created because Evan and I were so sick and tired of just seeing all the negative news.
All the time.
We thought, what if, like, once an hour, every single morning show, what if once an hour we just celebrate what's going right for somebody? We celebrate what made somebody smile. We celebrate somebody's really good experience, right?
Yep.
One thing I've been loving is people giving mom and pop businesses shout outs.
Oh, yeah.
Like, love the one inside the K94.5 app about Sobo Cafe. Apparently, Benton now has breakfast. There's a little coffee shop over there. Yeah, so love that. What little thing are you celebrating today? What's making you feel good? 800-9436.
Misty in Shreveport, what's making you feel good today?
Just knowing that I have a 4-day work week.
Lucky
Wait,
you.
Wait, is this every week or is this just this week?
Just during the summer hours, we work Monday through Thursday, 7:30 to 5, so we can have Fridays off.
Okay, how have you been making the most of your Friday? I'm so curious, because if we were given Fridays off, like, would we actually make the most of it? So what have you been doing with your Fridays?
Yes, I plan trips. We go on long trips over the weekends. Like, we'll take a leave on a Thursday afternoon, come back on a Monday, or that way I only have to take one day off.
Start your day the right way with Chica and Evan in the morning on K94. Waking up with Chica and Evan in the morning on K94.5.
It's time for three things you need to know before you go.
One.
If you thought that the horror genre was dead, nah, baby. It is alive and thriving. The highly anticipated sequel, 28 years later, absolutely slaughtered the box office this weekend, taking the number two spot with a massive $30 million opening. So here's what I love about this. People were lining up. They were hitting those late night showings. Obviously, social media flooded with reactions. This is what we want to see. We want to see movie theaters thrive. When movie theaters thrive and stuff like this keeps happening, I mean, we need to keep this going.
Horror movies are doing well. That Final Destination movie was apparently pretty good, too, even for a Final Destination.
I'm just going to say, you're going to see a bunch of people that are obsessed at GeekCon, right?
Oh,
like this
yeah.
whole genre. So it's going to be cool.
Two.
President Trump says he's got a buyer for TikTok so he can finally end this mystery debate of when will TikTok finally go away.
Whoa.
If he has a buyer, it's not going away, and we will have a new American version of TikTok. Who is the buyer? No one knows yet. Trump says he's going to have to wait 2 weeks to announce
it. Okay,
hold on. Other authorizations.
If it's Elon, no.
No. Yeah, if it's Elon,
like,
sorry. Bye.
We the people are not going to accept
There's
that.
A lot of speculation, but really there's no way of knowing who's going to be. Some people saying, hey, it might be Facebook and Meta. Some people saying it might be Snapchat. Some people saying it might be Trump himself. Who knows? Only time will tell.
Three.
We have to talk about Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez's wedding because, honey, it was a whole moment.
Yeah.
Okay, this was not your average I do's. Obviously, a full-blown billionaire bash. I keep saying it was in Venus because it sounds cooler. It sounds cooler.
Not Venice Beach, Florida. Venice in Europe.
Yes. Do you like Venice? Well, guess what? You can't afford to go there right now. Jaw-dropping, eye-popping amount of money spent. The estimates are floating around $47 million to $56 million.
Oh.
Can you even imagine? All right? The price tag is wild. $50 million sounds insane to us, right? But get this. The equivalent of an average American, like, for Jeff Bezos to spend $50 million is like the average American spending $250 on their
I read a study one time that said you could fix the old water pipes in Flint, Michigan for $17 million, so.
It's time for you to meddle in someone else's business. Group Therapy with Chica and Evan on Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel, K94.5.
Group Therapy with Bestie Bailey for an anonymous one today. How are you doing, Bailey?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Doing good.
What you got? So, this is good.
Hi, I need some help. I'm dating a guy that I really like. We've been dating about 6 months. I planned a quadruple date for the third time. First, we were at dinner at East Bank. Everyone I thought was having a great time. Next, Big Country. We still had most of the group. I just figured that some people had to go home. Mm-hmm. After that, we went to Phoenix.
Hey, yo, you know it's a good night when you go to Phoenix.
At Phoenix, I realized it is just me and my boyfriend, which was kind of weird. Mm-hmm. Next morning, my best friend texted me being really weird, so I just asked what was up. She calls me and she says, I really don't want to sound ugly, but everyone hates your new boyfriend. He's rude, not self-aware, and conceited. Am I blinded by love, or what do I do now?
Okay.
Yikes.
Yikes.
Been there.
You do have the t-shirt.
But I love a cocky man. You know, that's my problem.
And
that's
but don't
downfall.
Be rude.
That is my downfall. That is my downfall. I do love a overly cocky person. I don't know why.
Yeah, I hate that about you.
I know. I'm of no advice here because I've been in this situation. It sucked. I had to break up with him.
Mm.
Thank God.
Well, okay. Now you be nice.
No.
I'm not going to defend it either because I'm just a generational hater. I hate someone before the rest of my friend group does and turns on them. So
you
I'm just saying
been,
dump him already.
Okay, I'm saying this right now. Evan does have that secret, like, he could, like, you are a cat.
Yes.
He is such a cat. I am such a golden retriever. I'm like, I love you. I love you. I meet people. I love them. Evan's like,
okay, so since this is the third time and everyone drops light flies, I feel like they might be onto something.
Yeah, definitely. Gotta agree.
And it sucks because you do need your friends to tell you. Let's just be real. A lot of times, red flags, somebody's like spotting it and you're like, ah, I think it's
maybe
a stage flag.
No.
But I'm the worst.
That's why I'm a firm believer. You do not date somebody in secret. Mm. Like, you have to put them out there, incorporate them into your crew, because your friends can see things.
So follow up on that. Remember the other week when you went on a date and you didn't tell
them? Okay, are you done?
I'm just pointing out.
Dude, you guys want to crucify me over
there. Evan. Okay, Evan's the man of the year.
That's not even what we're talking
about. Someone call Forbes.
This is group therapy. Everybody focus.
Yeah, I'm...
All right?
My therapy advice is break up with him.
I agree.
Really?
Yes.
What if you tell him... Okay, you know what? 800-9436, what are your thoughts here?
Got some advice? Message Chica and Evan inside the free K94.5 app or call 800-87-ROAD. It's time for you to meddle in someone else's business. Group Therapy with Chica and Evan on Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel, K94.5.
We've got an anonymous group therapy today, so Bestie Bailey's in reading it for us. Basically,
say it. I want to hear your summary of today's group therapy.
Yeah, so girl's dating a guy.
Yes.
They go out with their friends.
Uh-huh.
3 weeks ago, they end up going from one place to another club to another. And by the time they get to Phoenix, they realize no one's with us. This happens two more times. And then she gets told through her friends in a group chat, hey, we just think your boyfriend's really mean. We don't like him.
Don't like him. Conceited. Cocky. Yep. Yeah.
So now she's calling and saying, what do I do? Do I dump him? Do I try to tell him? Do I tell my friends? What?
Now, I thought that we were all just going to be like, yeah, just kill it now. Because they're 6 months in.
Yeah, it's a long time.
If you were, why didn't you introduce him to your friends earlier?
Good point.
I am all about, and Bestie Bailey hates this, but like, really though,
she loves a group date.
I love a group date.
I'm like, I don't know if I really like him. She's like, excellent, let's go to lunch with him. I'm like, no.
Yeah, well, no, because I think like, you can tell me they're red flags. Yeah. Vice versa. I can tell you, hey, I don't know how I feel about this, or hey, this is not.
Right.
But that's what you need. Your friends
Absolutely.
Are there to tell you and guide you.
Right.
But Aurora in Logansport said she's a bad girlfriend if she doesn't tell him. Maybe it's time for her and him to go off and do their own thing. Sometimes quadruple dates just don't work out, and that's okay. You guys are dating each other, not other people. My husband and I do everything by ourselves. We don't need anybody. We did lose a lot of friends when we first got together because his friends didn't like me, my friends didn't like him, but here we are 7 years strong.
Okay. So, I mean...
But don't lose your friends.
Yeah, right.
Okay,
so I have Ella Unbitten. She says, tell him and give him another chance to your friends. Maybe he's really just not self-aware. Maybe he's a little autistic. Maybe he can't read a room. So tell him and let's revisit this in a couple weeks.
Maybe, but that would mean all the friends can't read a room and can't recognize that awkward.
I'm saying that he can't read a room is what I got.
Yeah. Right. But her friends can't tell that he can't read a room. So that might say.
Well, he thinks that everyone loves them.
Exactly.
And here's a problem too, though. When you're dealing with people that really can't read, that are not self-aware, like sometimes you got to smack them.
Right.
Smack them in the face and go, hey.
I'm still not buying it.
Crystal let me hang out with a guy guy wasn't dating him. Like we all were hanging out together. And I called her the next day and I was like, he had the absolute worst time. I feel bad for hanging out with him. And she's like, oh no, he had the best time in the world. I said, what?
He's a little autistic.
Yeah.
But I was like, okay, good. Yeah. Oh, he was talking about the other day how much fun he had.
I still think he's not. I don't think it's going to work. And Carly, Michael, DJ, Willow, Claire, Amber, Nova, Zoe, and Jack in the app all agree with me that she should dump him immediately.
Dump him. Break
all
up
with
him.
Swear words or other words that we can't.
He sounds like we can't read all that.
No.
So I like that you brought that in.
We had a consensus.
So Anon, I'm so sorry to share. The tribe has spoken. Dump him.
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. We're Chica and Evan in the morning, and it's time to feel good on the 50.
Do you ever find yourself going, oh my gosh, like, I got a little pocket of sunshine here that I just want to throw somebody's way. Or maybe something made you happy. Like, have you ever been driving down the road and you're so happy you could squeal?
Oh.
Am I the only
one? Not squeal, but just like shout maybe. Roll down the window and be like, hey.
Makes me want to shout.
You having a good day?
Woo!
Zion.
Okay. Whatever that is for you, share it with us now, 800-9436, because it is time to feel good.
Zoe in Shreveport, what's making you feel good today?
Well, 50 Cent is making me feel good. He's making me feel great, actually.
Yeah? How so?
Because he's trying to make sure that Diddy does not get pardoned.
Like, oh, I saw that. I did
like,
see that.
What's so happy?
Generational hater that man is. And you know what? I have to respect it.
Yes, it's like 50 Cent was like, hey, protect the world at all costs from Diddy. So he just needs, wherever they're going to put him, he needs to stay. We don't need him out. 50 Cent, he's helping Shreveport and the world.
Start your day the right way with Chica and Evan in the morning on K94.5.
This world.
K94.5, Shreveport, Bossier's number one hit music channel. It's Chica and Evan in the morning.
All right, honeys, we got to talk about the Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez wedding.
Woo.
Bruh, that thing wasn't just that was a whole moment.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know how to describe it. So, this was not your average I do's.
No,
the most insane. I've been a part of, like, I'm trying to think. Like, there was a wedding that I was a part of that was, like, a $75,000 wedding.
Whew.
I've been part of, like, a almost $100,000 wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tell you those are the most excessive, crazy weddings I've ever been a part of, I cannot imagine a jaw-dropping, eye-popping $56 million on one day.
Oh.
50, listen to this. Can I tell you this real quick before you go off? I wanted to know how much $56 million would be to somebody like Jeff Bezos, right? Because he's a billionaire.
It's like $3, right?
Bruh. It was the equivalent of him spending like the average American, $250 on their entire wedding. That's how little of an impact his wedding was to him. We're over here, $56 million. We will never see that in our lifetime combined.
Well, I'm not mad at him for it.
What?
I'm jealous, honestly. Like, if I had that much money, I would not act right.
Wait, she said she's not mad at him for it.
Did y'all see
what went down, though?
Oh, the protests? Where
yes.
You got, like, every single different protest group from around Europe all coming together just to try and get this to end?
Yeah.
You had climate change groups. You had anti-billionaire groups. You had anti-Trump groups. All these different groups all showed up in Venice to try to get him out.
So
and it apparently kind of worked.
Not only did they show up, but apparently it was like one of the most star-studded events.
Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, our queen Oprah went?
Bill Gates.
What? Okay,
I didn't even know he was alive.
Wow.
Tom Brady. Okay. Usher performed. I want Boosie to perform at my wedding. And he had Usher, the Kardashian gang.
Uh-huh.
The queen of Jordan. Sydney Sweeney. Ellie Goulding.
What?
Mick Jagger. Like, what?
Okay.
Like, that is A-list. A-list celebrities. And who do I have at my wedding?
Yeah. Well, that's rude.
You.
Okay, first off, I showed up and performed my heart out, okay?
What a blessing.
Okay, but all I'm saying is, if that is not enough for you to be like, ugh. Lauren Sanchez reportedly wore a stunning Dolce & Gabbana gown, took 900 hours to complete. 900 man hours to complete, okay? Oh, and let's not forget, a massive pink diamond. Could you tell me how much you think it's worth?
A pink diamond? That's so tacky. That's the one thing I have
would,
to say.
Called, I would never. I could never afford it, but I would never.
I would never.
2.5 million. Sparkle, honey, sparkle.
So, like, he likes her.
I'm sure the relationship is filled with so much love, and this was truly just a celebration.
I honestly
of the
feel
raw
the love
emotions.
Up here in Bossier from Venice.
Yeah, all I'm saying,
sure.
If you see me with a man, he may be medium ugly. But if he puts a pink diamond on my hand, mind your business.
If he puts a pink diamond on my head, it won't be there.
Can we switch this? I prefer yellow. Thanks.
I would just want a regular diamond. Why are you
calling
me?
Congratulations to the newlyweds. Let's keep judging them. Look at
they're all lizard people at
if
the end of the day.
If anyone has that much money, call me.
K94.5, Shreveport, Bossier's number one hit music channel. You're hanging out with Chica and Evan in the morning.
Okay, so Bessie Bailey got this message where somebody said, hey, what does it mean when somebody doesn't post their significant other online? And it's weird because I thought that we'd all be in unison here.
Yeah,
I think
that
it's not official. You don't, I'm sorry, but if he does not post you on social media, you are not together. Until he posts you on social media, he is keeping his options open. There's these women that have been dating dudes for 6 months, and nobody knows they exist. Meanwhile, he may be coming home to you every night, but guess what?
Okay.
He's got his options open. Sister,
I have a question.
I'm sorry.
Is he popping it in the club, though? Like, is he out there acting single?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, if you're not out there...
It does matter.
If you're not out there acting single, I'm like,
really?
Yeah.
What do you think, Evan?
I think that the entire idea is stupid.
But
I post on social media maybe like once every 6 months. Who cares?
And how long have we been doing this together? A hot minute. Me and Evan just became friends on social media. I thought we were friends already because if I need something to see them, I go to his page, but we weren't.
So there are obviously people that are like very much overshares. I cannot stand an overshare on social media.
If you overshare, it's not real.
Yes.
Oh my
agreed.
Gosh. Well, I've always said that if somebody posts how amazing their relationship is, or they have to tell you how amazing somebody is, it's like, baby, you're lying to yourself.
Yes,
you're trying
absolutely.
To. I am a firm believer.
The Doc longer the post, the worse the relationship.
Amen. Oh my gosh. So, but all I'm saying is, though, I feel like a lot of girls hold out for guys, not realizing that, baby, he's just trying to do the dishes with you. You're just a consistent person to do the dishes with. You're not his girlfriend. Or he may call you his girlfriend. He may take you out to eat once a week. But he's not posting you on social media. Baby, you are a placeholder.
Social media is not the litmus test for that, though. Because there's a billion guys who would post you on social media and pretend that they're...
going to meet mom, I feel like, is...
Yeah, that's definitely a better...
No, I know. Dude, that's not even... I have met so many moms in my day. Meanwhile, he was still keeping his options open. Blair in Shreveport, what are your thoughts here?
So... if it's somebody who's very much a social media guy and they're not posting pictures, that's a big red flag for me. But if it's somebody who really isn't on social media, doesn't do all the social media stuff, then I don't think it's that big a deal. You know what I mean?
I've always said, though, and you guys could fight me on this, I don't think it's an official relationship until he posts a picture of you.
That's fair. I get that.
I think that if he posts a picture, y'all, it's official. But if he's all over yours, maybe he may reshare on his story, maybe. But until he posts a picture of you, he has kept his options open.
Well, no, and I
why are you looking at me like that?
Because I am such... this is a very toxic trait of mine. When I don't really like I'm not gonna say I don't really like them, but at the beginning of someone, like if I'm just playing around, I'm such a love bomber, and I'm like, post me on your Instagram, post me on that.
And then Bessie Bailey.
And then I won't post them. They're like, you post me, and I'm like, no. Like, why would I do that?
But Bessie Bailey used to be toxic. She's reformed.
Yeah.
She's changed now.
I did do that though.
If I post a dude, the second I post a guy, I'm engaged.
Sick.
K94.5. We are Chica and Evan in the morning, and it's time to Feel Good on the 50s.
So, Feel Good on the 50s was created because we were sick and tired of just always being like, well, what news did you get?
It's just bad news.
And so, we're like, dude, we need good news. So, we decided we will create our little pocket of sunshine right here on K94.5, and that starts with you. That starts with you calling in going, hey, this wonderful thing happened to me. We all get to celebrate it together, right? And just anything that made you smile. We don't care how little, how grand. We just want to celebrate it all.
Jake in Shreveport, what's making you feel good today?
Man, I'm doing something extra special for my wife, and she doesn't even know it. I've got contractors at the house right now installing a brand new pool that she has always wanted.
You are about to win summer, my boy.
I hope we'll win a lot more than that.
Oh, yeah, that's true.